Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Miles Away. This is your host, Zach Honig. Today I'm sitting down with travel legend, Johnny Jett. Welcome, Johnny.
Thanks for having me.
How's it going? Welcome to Manhattan.
It's nice to be back, although I wish it was summer spring or fall.
You are a brave man to come to New York City in winter, especially from the Los Angeles area, I have to say.
I have to agree.
So you live in a town called Manhattan Beach, which is pretty close to LAX, you're telling
me. It's 3 to 4 miles away.
3 to 4 miles away.
Very close.
Means it's a good destination for a quick visit.
Oh, I always tell people, if you're flying through LAX, and everyone rags on LAX, which I think, you know, their traffic is bad, but I think LAX is getting better and better. The food is really getting much better. But if you have a 3.5 hour layover or more, and you're going to, you know, Hawaii or Australia or Asia, wherever you're going, don't stay in the airport. In the old days, they had the Encounter restaurant, which was cool.
Oh, yeah. I've always wondered what that – so that's right in the middle between all the terminals,
yes.
Right? Okay.
And
it's like a flying saucer.
Yeah, and they closed it. Now they do it for, like, private parties. You know, that was worth hanging out and checking that out. But if you have, a long layover, get out. Get out of the airport, and it's so cheap, especially these days with UberX or Lyft. And actually, the tip for that – is sometimes if the traffic is bad, they'll say, it's coming in 17 minutes. Just cancel right away and keep redoing it.
I just did that. Yeah. So I figured that out on my own. I was passing through LAX. I had – so when people say layover, there's, a few hours is a layover. 24 hours can be a layover. I had an overnight stay. So okay. I decided we were going to spend the day at Disneyland. And so we were on our way to Kauai. And there are no nonstops yet. I'm hoping someday maybe we'll have a nonstop from the New York area to Kauai because it's my absolute favorite island in Hawaii. But we had enough time that we said, you know what? We're here during the week. Let's go down to Disneyland. And Disneyland's in Anaheim, so it's a little bit more of a hike than Manhattan Beach, but it's still doable.
It's much more of a hike. That's at least an hour.
Yeah. Well, so we got in late at night. I think it took
40
about
minutes?
Forty minutes.
Okay.
Or so. But I used that trick because I've had varying success, let's say, with ride-sharing at LAX. Sometimes there's been some scams over the years, too,
totally.
with Lyft. Someone looks up the ride, and then they just don't show up. They don't answer the call, and they expect you to cancel so they can collect the fee. That's definitely one of the common scams.
Well, then you go in there, and Lyft and Uber make it difficult to complain, but you can go into the little hamburger and hit the help and then say, I'm not paying this fee.
Right. And that's what I've done. But if you do find that it says, okay, 2-3 minutes, you'll have a car, and then you get the up to 20-minute wait,
right.
Cancel, get another, and you're on your way.
Exactly. That's what I do. Also, if you're going to Manhattan Beach, by the way, a lot of times the drivers are going to say, where are you going? So if you say Manhattan Beach, they'll tell you that they're not going to go and to cancel on them. So don't you cancel because then you get charged. You let them cancel,
right.
Which they do. But actually, I met with someone from Uber, and they said, just tell them that you're going to L.A.
Okay.
And then once you get in the car, you tell them you're going to Manhattan Beach.
Right.
Because I really don't blame them because it's not a long drive. It's, 15 minutes tops. Could take you 12 minutes. And they're upset when they've been waiting or whatever. They want a big ride. So another way to cure it, by the way, is just hand them a $5 bill right when you get in. And that makes them very happy.
Right. Like, okay, fine. Manhattan Beach, here we go.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of the neighborhoods that you would recommend for a layover. I mean, a three-hour layover is pretty common, especially if you're going to Australia. You want to make sure that you have a little bit of a buffer time, especially if you're flying out from the East Coast in winter. You can end up with a delay with your East Coast flight. It makes sense to build in a few hours just in case.
For sure. So it all depends what kind of luggage you have. Actually, otherwise, I say – if you want to go down to the beach, if it's a nice day, like while you were there, it was cold and rainy, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal that weekend.
Yeah, I don't, Manhattan Beach is not fun when it's cold and rainy, and it's very, very rare that it happens. So If it's a nice day, just go down. I recommend, you know, getting on the beach or renting a bicycle and riding along the Strand. You can ride all the way to Santa Monica, but you have to go around Marina Del Rey, which is kind of a pain because you're on the road for about, you know, a quarter of a mile, but there's a bike path. But other than that, you can ride along the beach the whole way, and it's beautiful.
And you can take those scooters now, too, right? They have the bird.
Yeah, you know what? The bird's not in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
They've not allowed them, but in Santa Monica, there's tons of them. And Venice. So you could go down there and grab one of them. And I've seen a couple birds and Lime bikes in Manhattan Beach, but they're not stationed there. I think people are just dropping them off.
Okay, so you might get lucky and get one, but don't expect to find it.
Right.
So you're upgrade-minded like I am, and so I typically take a very early morning flight, at least from the East Coast going west, 6 a.m. out of Newark. I'm a United guy. You fly American. Yep. Better chance of an upgrade than like a 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. flight. Because business travelers don't want to leave home at 3:30 in the morning.
That's why I took a 6 a.m. flight this morning from L.A., because I got upgraded.
But what you can do if you're going on a leisure trip or you're going on a business trip, you know, to Australia, New Zealand, is take that early morning flight out of the East Coast, get your upgrade, and then you'll have the day to explore Los Angeles.
For sure. So then actually you might even want to get a day room. And there are websites out there that will book a room by the day, so you don't have to spend the whole night. The best hotel in Manhattan Beach is Shade, S-H-A-D-E. Shade Hotel. It's a small boutique, luxury hotel, solid 4 stars. But it's centrally located right by the beach, two and a half blocks from the beach, and they give you bicycles for free, so you don't even have to rent one, and you can ride along the Strand. You can go the other way. I said go to Venice, but if you go the other way towards Torrance and Redondo Beach, you're not on the street for more than a couple hundred yards.
If you're going to Manhattan Beach, what are a couple must visit spots?
Well, the pier is the focal point, and it's been on so many movies. The pier, but at the end of Manhattan Beach Pier is a aquarium. It's a small aquarium, but it's fun for kids. So if you have little ones, they'll definitely love it. Actually, I wrote a whole post on like where to eat breakfast. You know, Uncle Bill's is a famous pancake house. There's also, you can get acai bowls, really good acai bowls. Some of them are really hidden. Manhattan Beach is known as the indoor and outdoor beach volleyball capital of the world, and I think it's actually the surfing capital of the world, which I always thought was Huntington Beach, but I read it recently. It was surfing in Manhattan Beach, or invented in Manhattan Beach.
So on your way to Oahu to do some North Shore surfing, you can pop over to Manhattan Beach.
I'm not a big surfer, but if I'm going to surf, it's not going to be in Manhattan Beach. I don't like cold, dark, deep water. I like shallow, see-through and warm. Yeah. And I don't like sharks. And there are a lot of sharks below the pier in Manhattan Beach.
So you mentioned the pancake house. Was Bill's?
Uncle Bill's pancake house. My picture's on the wall, actually. When you walk in, you'll see me on the right.
How do you get your picture on the wall at Uncle Bill's?
You got to eat a 20 stack. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
44, right?
I just went there so often. For so long I was single, and I do not cook. And I would just go there every day. And, I became a local.
All right. Very cool. So get your picture next to Johnny's picture at Uncle Bill's.
Yeah.
And any other restaurants? Say I don't want pancakes?
Yeah. So Petros is a really good Mediterranean restaurant. They have the best arugula salads. And they put a fruit in there, whatever the season is, it's either cantaloupe or peaches. They even do a fig. I love that. And their watermelon salad is amazing. Dinner, you want to go to the Strand House. It has the best view. It's right on the corner. And then if you want to go to some, real local pubs, they have those two Hercules. I've seen some big-time celebrities in there before. They're just hanging out. It's really casual.
Very cool. Well, I've seen your sunset pictures on Instagram. Whenever I see a sunset picture in L.A., I assume it's one of yours because it seems like you are always on the beach when you're not on the road.
Well, I love it. I mean, being on the beach at sunset is a special thing. And, when you go to Hawaii and other destinations like that, when it's sunset, everyone stops and they just, witness. It's a miracle.
Yeah. We don't have sunsets like that in Manhattan. This Manhattan, unless you happen to be flying and you're just above the clouds, and you can catch a glimpse of the sun.
That's true. That's very true.
So say I have a little bit longer to spend. I'm staying overnight, or maybe I do take that morning flight out, and then I have a full day. What other neighborhoods would you?
Well, if you've never been to L.A. before, you're definitely going to want to see Santa Monica or Venice. I mean, that's what everyone knows. I mean, if you have an overnight, you can do anything. You could do Hollywood, although I think Hollywood's you know, it's not my favorite place, but it's something that you do need to see once in your life. Mm-hmm. So you could consider those destinations all really what you want. You could even go to Disneyland like you did. So, but if you've been to, you know, Southern California many times, you know, you just want something that you know, is relaxing. So Santa Monica, Shutters on the Beach, if you have some money, that's a really...
I've walked by it before. I don't know if that counts for anything.
Yeah, well, Shutters is a special place.
I clicked my shutter in front of Shutters.
And in Santa Monica, they have the pier, which is, you know, you've definitely seen this in every movie and TV show. So they have a roller coaster, a Ferris wheel. They have all kinds of games. It's actually the end of Route 66. So there's a big sign saying, you know, this is the end of Route 66.
Oh, very, okay.
Which not a lot of people don't know about it, but there is a sign. It's not a big sign, but there is a sign.
What time of year do you recommend for, you know, a visit to the beach in L.A.?
The best time of year in Southern California, even Northern California, I would say is September, October, and even early November. And that's because it's... You know, you don't get a lot of rain. It's dry. It's clear. It's warm. And there's not a lot of tourists.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to take a quick break, and then we can talk a little bit more about the hotels and flight options, things like that.
Good.
Stay tuned.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We are back on Miles Away with Johnny Jett. Johnny, where can people find you on? And I'll bring this up again at the end, but I love following you on Instagram in particular.
Well, thank you. I love following you. So Johnny Jett, JohnnyJett, only one T. I'm not related to Joan, unfortunately. And you actually might be too young to even know who Joan Jett is, are you?
No, I mean, I've heard of Joan Jett.
Okay. Also, my website's JohnnyJett.com, and all my social handles are Johnny Jett.
Very cool. If you're looking for more Manhattan Beach content, I would definitely start there. I think that we've some sunsets. Or do we have any short stacks of pancakes?
Yeah, I got a big stack.
All right.
But, you know, speaking of food, if you do have a layover at LAX, a short one, you have to go to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, this is probably the most famous In-N-Out in the world.
Without a doubt. And you post that on your Instagram, you'll definitely get a lot more likes than you usually do. Because for some reason, everyone loves a double-double at In-N-Out and Plains. And I'm one of them. And then, you know, I always download the app, Flight Radar 24. You can see where the planes are coming from, and you know in advance. I always tell people, hey, here comes a big Korean Air A380. And
they're like,
how do you know? I'm like, I'll bet you $10. And then you just walk across the parking lot.
You'll never pay for another burger.
That's right. Actually, if you do ever park there, you got to be careful about the parking signs at In-N-Out. I've got a $90 parking ticket for just running in. So it's a scam, a total scam, which is a whole nother thing.
Another episode.
Yeah, but it's a warning. I will save you guys some money because they do. It's a total scam. It looks like you can park there, but you really can't.
Yeah, we went to this town that was just south of LAX. I don't know if you can.
El Segundo?
Oh, yes. That's what it was. El Segundo.
I mean, that's right next to LAX.
Right next to LAX. So that's another potential stop. You know, if you're looking for some Mexican food and you don't have too much time.
They have hole in the walls, and they have a really nice Mexican restaurant, too. I'm spacing on a name right now, but it's a gourmet. There's also a Rockin' Brews, which there is actually a Rockin' Brews in the airport as well, I think in Terminal 5. And that's run by a former KISS, actually ex-KISS singer. And band member, and they have really good food. And in El Segundo, I love it, and it's really kid friendly.
Are there any good restaurants in the airport? I mean, I know that you probably
there really are. I mean, LAX has really brought in local stuff. My favorite was the Koji Taco Truck. Koji, KOGI. He's the guy who really mainstream food trucks. It was his taco truck. Everyone, the only way you would follow them is by Twitter, and they would tell you where they're going to be that day. And he's one that just. You know, the whole thing happened because of this guy, but they took it out of Terminal 4. They only do like 6-month leases. It's ridiculous.
Wow,
but there was
crazy.
Always a long line for that. And my wife actually switched from Air Canada to American just so she could get Koji tacos before we flew.
Huh.
But now there's other food trucks there. and there's never a line.
There's some near Tom Bradley, right, that they kind of park in that area too?
You know, I haven't seen those.
Okay.
But Tom Bradley has good food. Tom Bradley International Airport is my favorite terminal.
Mm-hmm.
That terminal is, I mean, they spent billions on it, and it is off the hook.
Yeah, and now you can actually get there from other terminals at the airport.
Yeah.
So they have the connector. Which
For
is-
sure, from American. So actually, they didn't have a TSA pre. I think they do now, but I would go through Americans and then just walk the 5 minutes. And that way you'd save a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you do have a layover, but it's not long enough to go to Manhattan Beach, you can go to El Segundo. If you don't have enough time for that, maybe consider walking over to Tom Bradley.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, your ticket will get you in any terminal at LAX. A lot of people don't realize that. They think that you can only go to the terminal that you're flying out of, but that's not true.
And in some airports, they will give you a hard time about that, but I've never gotten a hard time at LAX.
Agreed. And also a hidden gem for AV geeks that a lot of people don't know about that's near LAX. It's on the opposite side of In-N-Out, is called the Proud Bird. And they have all these old planes out front, out in the back, and the real planes are landing right over them. And so if you're flying into LAX and you sit on the left-hand side, you'll see the Proud Bird. If you sit on the right-hand side, you'll see the In-N-Out Burger.
Okay. Is it a fried chicken restaurant?
They have everything. So now they have pizzas. They have the best thing about the Proud Bird is they have barbecue. And there's a famous restaurant in Compton that's now it there. And you can get this barbecue without going to Compton.
Ah, very cool. Okay. So we mentioned the only thing one thing to really not like about LAX, let me reframe that, is the traffic. It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
I mean, you can get very close to the airport, but once you're within a half mile and maybe even less, you just don't move.
Well, especially during busy times. Like this morning, do the arrivals trick, and that and actually, unfortunately, Uber and Lyft cannot go to arrivals to drop you
and
off.
They're really, really strict about it too.
They are, so they'll get $1,000 fine. But if you're having a private car take you, and there's a backup at departures, which there is often, just ask them to drop you off at arrivals, and you just take the escalator or the elevator up, and it will save you at least 15 minutes of your life.
So my trick has been to walk, which I know you can't really walk to Manhattan Beach. I mean, you could. It would be a long, long
I've
long,
actually done it once
you,
before.
You have done it. Yeah. Okay. But if you're up for a short walk, I like to stay at the Hyatt Regency just because it's the closest airport hotel.
Right.
It's just about a 10-minute walk from the farther terminals, actually.
Right.
So you can get to Tom Bradley even in maybe about 15 minutes.
Southwest is right there.
Oh, yeah.
Terminal
right.
1.
5 minutes, maybe.
Right.
And they always have award availability, too, which is something that we focus on a lot.
That's good.
So it's a Category 3, if I recall. So I think it's 12,000 points per night, but you can actually use your free night certificates with the Hyatt card as well.
You got to love that.
Yeah. And especially somewhere where the rates can vary a ton in Los Angeles in general, but especially at the airport, I found that rates range from maybe about $100 even at the higher end hotels for like a Sunday night to $300-$400 even during the week.
Yeah, it all depends. If there's a big conference in town, they will just skyrocket.
Yeah.
Or if it's again, summer, busy time.
Mm-hmm. So that's been my solution, though, is to just pick an airport hotel, usually the Hyatt Regency, even though I'm mostly a Marriott guy.
Right.
I will make an exception for the convenience. And then if you get a car to pick you up at the hotel,
right,
they don't have to wait in traffic at all.
Yeah, and so also you save the $4 LAX fee that they charge.
Mm-hmm. Then you don't have to wait. So that 15 minutes I could normally spend waiting for a car to pick me up, I'll use that to walk to the hotel. Spend the night there, and then you can kind of use that as your home base for your layover in Los Angeles.
Well, the trick I used to do before Uber and Lyft were allowed to pick up at LAX, which has just happened the last couple of years, is I would just jump on the first car rental shuttle, give the driver a tip, go to that hotel, whatever hotel it is, and have them pick you up there. And that's what everyone was doing. And that's why I think that's the big reason why they probably did allow Uber and Lyft to come in, because they knew they couldn't stop that.
Well, they still don't crack down on the shuttles. I mean, you can say, oh, I don't have a reservation yet. I'm gonna go check out your selection or something like that and then walk over.
Well, the one shuttle is the parking spot. There's two parking spots. And the parking spot on Sepulveda is the one next to In-N-Out Burger. And so I think they've cracked down on that one because they know that everyone wants to go to In-N-Out.
Right. In-N-Out should maybe operate a shuttle. I wonder if they've – if you guys are listening.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean – no matter what time of day you drive by In-N-Out, there is a huge line for takeout and actually just to go in.
So when people ask about hotels, I know you live in Los Angeles, and I face this all the time living in New York. My friends and family, right. mostly friends, are like, hey, I'm coming to the city. Well, can I crash with you? If not, where should I stay? And I, right. to be honest, like, I don't know. I live in New York. I stay in my apartment. Right. What do you recommend as far as, you know, hotel options in the LA area?
Well, for near the airport, you know, my favorite is Shade, which is in Manhattan Beach. Mm-hmm. But also in Manhattan Beach is a Sea View Inn, which is half the price of Shade. Also,
is that like a motor lodge?
No, it's not a motor. It's two blocks from the beach. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of like old school, but it's nice. I mean, my parents stayed there when they would come out. And you can get it for $139 a night. Mm-hmm. Shade is going to be at least $279 a night. Also, the West Drift is a Marriott hotel, and it used to be the Marriott, but now they changed it to West Drift, which is one of their brands. And that's a nice hotel too, but that's about a mile and a half or 2 miles from the beach.
Okay,
but keep that in mind. So especially if you have Marriott points, that's a good option. And then another one is called Belmar, B E L M A R. And that's about a mile from the beach, and you know, the professional soccer teams stay there.
Very cool. Yeah. As you work your way up the beach too, you get more chain options. Obviously, I remember there's a Ritz-Carlton.
Marina del Rey.
Yes, exactly.
And that's, you know,
that's the high end for sure.
For sure, and that's where all the professional athletes used to stay. Some of them still do.
Okay.
Now, because they built LA Live, they usually stay. The Ritz-Carlton. Downtown LA mm-hmm. Live. Actually, you know, when there's the Grammys, they all stay there because
there's a JW Marriott and a Ritz-Carlton right there together.
They're connected. Okay. Actually, I was at the JW. I co-hosted a party the other night with Samantha Brown two nights ago at the JW.
Very cool. And then there's a new Intercontinental downtown as well, which I think has some affiliation with Korean Air.
They do. Like, Korean Air. They own it.
Okay.
So, and that's the highest, I believe it's the highest building west of the Mississippi. And
you can see it very clearly when you come in. It has the Korean Air logo, actually,
exactly.
on the side of the building.
Yep. And it's a beautiful hotel. I went to the grand opening for that one.
So if you're coming in and you want one of those amazing views of like the new Korean Air Tower downtown LA, you want to sit on the right side of the plane, right? The starboard side?
Well, it all depends. You know, if you're coming in, usually before 6 a.m., the flights are coming in over the ocean or after midnight.
Oh, to avoid noise.
To avoid noise. Or if it's raining. If it's bad weather, like when you were there,
we did come over the ocean, yeah.
And that's I love that because you can do some really good plane spotting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you want to...
From the ground, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you're flying, then you lose out on all the
views. Well, I do love that when you're coming from Hawaii. So if you take a red eye from Hawaii, you're gonna save at least 10 minutes because you're going to land over the water instead of going around.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. So when you do come into L.A., it's usually on the left when you're coming from New York. You'll see it. All depends on the runway. And actually, if you look on the right, you'll see the new stadium.
Yeah, you get almost like a helicopter tour of L.A. when you come in, just because you pass so many sights. And it's definitely get a window seat outside.
I love it.
And speaking of flights, there are a ton of options. Obviously, every airline flies through Los Angeles. And most international carriers do as well. If they fly to the U.S., they've got an L.A. flight as well.
They do. And, I mean, that's one of the great things about L.A. I was just speaking in San Diego, and I was telling people, you know, if you want to fly nonstop from San Diego to London, it's like $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
But if they just drove up to L.A., you could find a nonstop flight for $400 because there's so much competition going out of L.A.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, always think about buying, buying two different tickets if you're flying
some
somewhere.
Comparison shopping.
Yeah.
Through.
And alternate airports, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And so basically the LAX is kind of the go-to stopway, midway point, if you're going to a Pacific destination. So Australia, New Zealand,
Hawaii,
Tahiti,
Fiji.
You're probably going to connect somewhere on the West Coast, either San Francisco or Los Angeles. And the weather, especially, you know, recently in San Francisco has been kind of crazy. And so I would probably choose LA over SFO.
You. I avoid SFO. If I'm flying to San Francisco area, I would try to fly to Oakland. Because the weather, even though it's 20 miles away, the weather is so much better. You don't have to worry about the fog and getting delayed and things like that.
But, I mean, you have unlimited points and miles options when it comes to flights to Los Angeles. But the fares are really, really good.
Yeah,
I mean, they're very low.
I've really used my miles and points to L.A. because of that reason. It doesn't make sense because they are so low.
It's transcon flights. As long as you book a couple weeks in advance, at least a couple weeks, you can get $300 or so round trip, which is, you know, from New York or Philadelphia or Boston or Washington, D.C.
Even last minute, sometimes you'll be surprised. I was in Vegas this week, and I looked for the same day, Vegas, L.A., $49. That was cheaper than what I paid 2 weeks in advance.
Right, right, yeah.
So always look at that.
Very good fares. And then just keep in mind that some airlines have the basic economy fares, and they like to throw that on
for
the transcon flights.
And actually, that $49 was the basic economy.
Okay.
And when I was boarding the flight, I noticed on American, they have 9 different zones, and not including concierge key. So the first 8, there was not that many people. I was like, what's going on? And all of a sudden, zone 9, everyone got up.
They want to make you feel bad about it, too.
Yeah.
Zone 8, oh, we don't have anyone else. We'll wait 5 minutes, and then the rest of you can board.
Yes.
But all basic economy fares are not created equal either. So
they're not.
The price may be identical, but do some research to see. And Google Flights will kind of make it clear what's included.
Right.
But you want to go with Delta, obviously, over American over United, just because, you get more inclusion.
So you do.
Carry-on bag, things like that.
Agreed.
What about, I just want to touch on downtown L.A. a little bit. We talked about L.A. Live. It's becoming more of a, I don't know about tourist destination, but a lot of locals are choosing to live in, downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, I've been in L.A. for 25 years. And when I first moved there, you would not go downtown. And then when they built this L.A. Live, it's like the place to be. And now, the housing prices have skyrocketed. They have the Lakers, LeBron James, the Clippers. There's always something going on. The Grammy Museum is down there. There's whenever there's hosting some big event, it's usually down there. So that's why the JW and the Ritz-Carlton is some really good people spotting during those award seasons.
Oh, yeah. Do you recommend it for someone with a layover? Should you go to at what point does a visit to downtown LA make sense?
I mean, living down by the beach, I still don't like going downtown just because it's
Well, it's a hike too, right?
Well, actually, it's 18 minutes from LAX if there's no traffic.
Okay,
then that's a big if.
Yeah,
but 18 minutes, you can make it there, no problem. If you have, you also want to get a toll tag so you can go use the express lanes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really good restaurants down there, and there's stuff to do and see. But it's not like New York City. There's no comparison.
No.
But I recommend the beach
for sure. And I've stayed in downtown LA a few times for conventions and things like that, and It's more appealing than you'd expect, just because I don't know anyone who's gone there as a tourist, but there are some things to do. I would focus more on the beach towns, I think, for your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, 20th visit to LA.
Well, actually, I ask the flight attendants all the time, like, where they prefer to stay, because sometimes the airlines put them up either downtown or they put them up by the beach, and some of them surprisingly say downtown.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Maybe they're coming from smaller towns or something.
I don't know, because I'm like, really?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Johnny. It's been great having you on.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Just remind me where we can find you on social media.
Johnny Jett, JohnnyJett.
All right. Well, safe travel, sir.
Thank you. You too.
That's it for this episode. Thanks again to Johnny Jett. Again, I am your host, Zach Honig. This episode was produced by Margaret Kelly and Caroline Chagrin, with editing by Ryan Gabus. Our music is by Alex Schiff. If you've been enjoying Miles Away so far, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you choose to listen.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.